Hello, how are you doing, Mrs. Samin? Great topic, great things, great speech from you. Actually, I reviewed completely this lesson. I believe that I listened to this lesson about maybe 5 or 6 months ago, but right now I reviewed it with your speech, which was amazing, and thank you so much. Courage, mastery, honor, and the next one, what was it? I forgot it. Strength, courage, mastery, and honor. So I talk about this, if you remember, I recorded a Let's Talk and I talked a little bit about that. But you talked completely and that was amazing, you know, you explained everything. And of course, these are the things that, you know, in ancient history that usually people have there in their minds. You know, men, even in 15 years ago, 16 years ago, 60 years ago, men would just work and they would be leaders of their families and they had honors and respect. But right now, I don't think so. You know, they usually are, even the married men, some, not all of them, some married men, they are still dependent on their fathers or their mothers on some cases when they have some problems, which is terrible, you know, because I remember my father told me that his father, after he got 18, his father told him, get out of my house and go and live yourself, go and get married, and they chose the wife, of course my mother, and he had to leave the house at the age 19, 18. And imagine that, the first years of their life was miserable. My father says he would sell olive, of course, and the owner, the salesperson, the man who was my father helping him, so the man, instead of giving my father money, he gave my father olive, and my father was so you know, miserable in some ways, because they had no money, they had to pay for rent, and the man was giving him olive, which was terrible. So back in those days, I think one of the reasons that my father found out about how to live and became a man was that, because he had to work, he had to find a job, he had to overcome the challenges. But right now, I don't see lots of people go for challenges. They don't have any challenges, actually. They're constantly thinking about being comfortable. They constantly are full of, you know, pride in themselves. They just talk. They all talk. But when it comes to action, they're nothing. They're nothing. Actually, I'm seeing it with my eyes, and that's why I'm saying this. And unfortunately, I have lots of friends that they're really, really doing their best. But I know some people that, for example, I have a family, extended family, and he sleep at 5 a.m. and he wake up. And he wakes up at 5 p.m. Imagine that, 12 hours of sleep, and most of the day, most of the time in the day, he's sleeping. He's asleep. So imagine that. This boy, how this boy is going to be a man? How this boy is going to be strong, courageous, honored, and strong? And how this man can handle a life? No one knows. So this is terrible. This is so terrible, and we can see it right now. And I think one of the reasons is that, of course, we know that society and government and schools are doing these things, of course, but one of the main reasons is the family. You know, father and mother, they made them spoiled. They gave them everything they need, and that's why they become so spoiled and lazy, and that's why they don't go for these great virtues. You know, after this lesson, I found myself in some ways I was terrible in some of these virtues. So I decided to make myself strong, because I remember even 5 years ago I was constantly telling myself, oh, my hand is hurts, so I can't exercise. But after listening to this lesson, I told myself, come on man, what the hell is wrong with you? So let's do it, let's exercise. I bought some dumbbell. Even with pain, I was exercising. And right now, I don't feel much pain in my hand. So I can easily work out, a little bit at least. Not too much that make me suffer. But at least I can do my stuff. So I became so strong at the moment. Not super strong, because I still have a great potential to be stronger. And I'm waiting to have surgery on my wrist and then go and make myself more stronger. But still, look at me. I'm doing the things. I'm doing my best to improve myself. So unfortunately, a lot of people out there, a lot of men out there, they don't understand these things. They don't want to improve themselves. And that's very sad. That's very, very sad. And this exactly comes in the book, Mastery. I record a lesson about the Mastery, right? The book. So in the Mastery, Robert Greene writes about this. He wrote about this, right? He talks about how usually we got separated from the reality. We think constantly about magics and different things in our lives, right? So that's why we want the best formulas, we want the shortcuts, but we don't want to improve ourselves. And life is so short, and that's very sad that we are wasting our time in some ways, that we are not improving ourselves, and that's very, very sad. So this is my opinion. Thank you so much again. I look forward to hear more from you, Mrs. Samin. I said again that I don't know why I just, but when I wanna call your name, I call Miss Nassim's name, and when I want to call her name, I call yours. I don't know. I'm sorry. And thank you so much again, and I look forward to hear more from you. Bye.